All right, welcome to Drill Down Earnings, the quick look at the latest earnings from ASML. This is the business story behind one stock on the move. And I'm Futurum's chief market strategist, Corey Johnson. ASML earnings, so important, not just because it's the biggest tech company in Europe, but because this is the company that is making the coolest stuff to design semiconductors, or not so much, maybe. Wall Street analysts like to talk about beats and misses, and this was a miss. But we want to dig into the business story here, not just the miss or the beat. Here's what the business actually did, the actual numbers. ASML sales down 21.6% on a year-over-year basis to $5.29 billion. Profits, net income, as we like to say, of $1.06 billion. Also down quite a bit, over 45% on a year-over-year basis. So when we look a little bit deeper into the business beyond those headline numbers, there was a strong belief that AI would start to drive sales for this company. AI boom would be great for ASML. Well, ASML may be seeing an AI bust thus far. Big surprise. Again, as I mentioned, 21.6% decline on a year-over-year basis in revenues. Interestingly, despite the bans in Holland, this is a Dutch chip maker, and in the U.S., keeping the best semiconductor equipment out of China, China became a dominant part of this business, up to $2.592 billion in the quarter. Really important. And if you look at it on a percentage basis, nearly half of the sales for ASML were into China. What this really shows us is that while we've seen big announcements, particularly in the United States, of the CHIPS Act production, of giving money to companies like GlobalFoundries and Samsung and Intel to build factories in the U.S. semiconductor fabs, that money isn't being spent yet. And that's hurting ASML. China, however, is rushing to get whatever equipment they can before more bans are in place. So that showed a lot of China sales and not a lot of sales elsewhere. How did the stock react when these numbers came out? Well, look at the chart. Big sell-off in shares of ASML, but at least a big sell-off. When you look at an annual basis, what you see is, look, the stock has done fantastically. Today, not so much. A sell-off today after the results were out. Now, we had some interesting comments from the CEO, Peter Winnick, who's an outgoing CEO, who's leaving the company after this call. An internal guy's taking over, so it was our last time to hear from Peter and even see Peter because they do a video conference, which I find so helpful. But what was interesting here is he was really defending their guidance, saying, look, this quarter wasn't strong, but if you look back over the last year, things have been good. And when we look back at this a year from now, things are going to be good. We're holding on to our guidance. We think there are secular things that are strong, including the CHIPS Act. Here's what he had to say.
But the secular trends are really strong. I mean, if you look at, you know, if you look at AI, if you look at electrification, if you look at the energy transition, it's all very strong, very positive momentum behind it. So the secular trends are very, very strong. And that, you know, that is also something that I think will yield in 2025. And then finally, if you just look at, you know, all the fab openings that have been indicated by our customers, you know, the recent news on positive outcomes of CHIPS Act money allocation. I mean, all of that is very strong, very supportive, I think, for, you know, new fab openings across the globe. And I think by 2025, you will see all three of those coming together. New fab openings, strong secular trends, and the industry in the midst of its upturn. So that's why we're doing what we're doing, which is really preparing for that ramp, for that momentum that we see being built up.
So yes, the CHIPS Act and AI and global plans for semiconductor fabs that have been announced, giving these guys confidence that the business will be there, just not there yet. What's it all mean? The big drill down earnings takeaway. And one number that tells us a whole lot. We'll have all that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
So a quick drill down earnings takeaway on what you need to know from ASML earnings. The numbers were weak, 21.6% annual decline in sales for the first quarter to $5.29 billion. Profits way below what they were a year ago and below the estimates on Wall Street. But when you look at the one thing to remember, China was spending, the rest of the world wasn't. It was China against the world, and China was 49% of sales for ASML in this quarter, a substantial change from what things were like last year. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Quick earnings takes on Instagram and on TikTok and at Drill Down Pod. Robust earnings on YouTube at Futurum Group. Check me out on X at Corey TV. Follow, like, subscribe, and comment. We want to hear from you. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.